I'm joined here by Derry City manager Rory Higgins ahead of the Drogheda game tomorrow on Sunday, and news that Joe Thompson has signed a 2-year contract. Obviously, it's a delight for yourself to get players tied down like that.
I think it's big for us. He's been excellent in our upturn of form over the last few months. A real driving force from midfield and plays with passion. Has goals in him, creating goals now as well, which is good. No, he's been a big player for us and delighted that he's committed his future here. And to be fair to him, it shows his commitment to the club. It looks like he's going to move his family and stuff over as well. So it shows how much he's enjoying it and how much he's committed to the cause.
Okay, Rory, thanks for speaking to us here on Drive 105 and good luck tomorrow.
Good man.
Cheers. So I'm joined now by Joe Thompson of Derry City. Joe, you've been handed a 2-year contract with Derry City. How do you feel about that?
Over the moon that it's finally been done. It's been a few weeks or a couple of months in the making, but I'm glad that the club's shown faith to obviously offer me this. I'm glad that it's finally official and done.
Have you enjoyed working with Rory and Derry City with your time so far?
Yeah, I'd probably say it's the most I've enjoyed my football. I think Rory's starting to get the best out of me since I've came here. Obviously, the first season for me, it was hard. I hadn't really played in probably a year and a half, having been out with a cruciate injury and then coming back and been out, obviously, COVID happened, which nobody foreseen. But I came in and it was kind of halfway through pre-season, didn't have a full pre-season, was playing through injuries. I think one game I actually played with a partially torn hamstring against Shelburne last season, in a game that we obviously needed to win and we did. But sometimes the things people don't see, but no, thankfully fully fit this season with a full pre-season under my belt, and I think now the fans are starting to see the real Joe Thompson.
Well, the real Joe Thompson as a midfielder has been involved in some important goals, not just tap-ins. Is it something that you would like to continue doing in your role as a midfielder?
Yeah, I set myself goals at the start of the season, targets should I say, on a certain amount of goals, assists, goal involvement, so it's something that I'm looking for. I've not quite hit my target yet, so got a few games to do so, and it's something I'll be looking to continue for the rest of this season, and then obviously thankfully I've got another 2 seasons here where I can reevaluate at the start of each of them.
Now, they say Scotland's a lot like Ireland, but being away from home, has it affected you much?
I think the being away from family has. That's been the biggest thing for me. I've obviously got 2 young kids, both of them, one only 3 months. So it's been the hardest. Obviously, been away from my partner as well. It's not easy, but thankfully the club have helped me sort that out, something that I didn't have the first time I came. So, looking forward to having them over and for the next couple of years anyway, and it's good to have a bit of security there for myself and my family.
Have they ever been before? And they may have come just on a visit, but how are they looking forward to actually living here for a couple of years?
I think they're looking forward to the change. Obviously my 2 boys are too young to really understand what it is, but I think my partner's just looking forward to a hand and not having 2 kids on her own for 24/7, so I think that's what she'll probably be looking forward to most.
Rory's building for the future with new signings, etc. Patrick McElhinney and Michael Duffy, they name two. You probably know Michael from your Celtic days. Do you feel Derry could be title contenders in a year or two's time?
I think if you ask anyone, we'll just say that we're looking towards the next 6 games or 5 games that have left this season to try and get Europe, or try and finish as high up the table as we can. And then we'll take next year and the year after as it comes. Yes, have we signed good players? There's no denying that, you can't get away from that. We've got 2 players that have won everything in the league and got good European experience. So obviously with that comes expectation, but also if you look at the form since Rory came in, we wouldn't be too far away from it. So look, we need to show that we can do it for a full season and not just part of a season, because that's, if you want to challenge, you need to do it over the full part of the season. There's teams like Shamrock Rovers who have known and done that, and for me, still they're by far the best team, and the pressure will all be on them for the next couple of years.
Okay, Joe, thanks for your time and congratulations on your contract.
Cheers, thank you very much.
And good luck for the future.
Thank you, cheers. On 105.3 in your community, it's Drive 105.